علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam stresses on the issue of truth and falsehood. He talks about the importance of adhering to the truth and staying away from falsehood. And this is a principle that everyone agrees, that you know, we need to be with the truth and stay away from falsehood. That is, anyone's sound intellect commands that. The biggest problem is the ability to distinguish the truth and the ability of not being able to distinguish the truth from the falsehood. This is the problem that the societies normally face. And therefore, they need to understand those principles and they need to be trained in a way that they understand and recognize these things easily instead of always being fooled and being tricked. And one of the ways to be able to do that is to be pious, to have taqwa. You know, this idea that nowadays in the world that, you know, we need to free ourselves from these concepts like piety, like, you know, spirituality and worship and servitude of God. We need to be free and do whatever we like. Whatever our desires tell us and whatever we feel we should do. This itself has now become something that is very much, liked and encouraged, unfortunately, in the social media, while itself is one of the most destructive things that can ever happen to a human being.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the fact that human beings today, when they are told about piety, when someone tells them about taqwa or being pious or being chaste, they always, when they hear these words, they look down upon them, or it's because the way the media has portrayed these words makes it look very, we can say very weak and very very unwanted, unfortunately. This is the general culture that has been created by the world today, not realizing that this dangerous culture of not being pious, of not adhering to chastity and these wonderful values is actually itself a very deep pit of destruction and annihilation. If a person really were to adhere to this idea that, you know, we can be free and do whatever we want, whatever we feel. If really a person was truthful with regards to this, then you can imagine what can happen to the world and how selfish and cruel this world will become. Aren't all the good things of the world because of a certain restriction that a few people keep for themselves? Don't we feel very very happy and peaceful when we see that a human being sacrifices what he likes to give it to, give that thing to others? What if this human being would decide to do whatever he likes and to just follow his desires and not adhere to any kind of principles? How would the world be? All of us know that the world would be a very evil, very cruel, very destructive place to be in. And that is why all the human beings of the world, they agree that we need to have certain levels of restriction. We need to have certain principles. We need to be able to look over ourselves in a way that we protect that human dignity that exists within us, and we should not throw it to destruction. This restriction that we keep on ourselves, this onlooking that we do on our existence, this watching over that we perform, it is basically taqwa, but of course it has got levels.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. If you remember when we talked about piety earlier, we said that a pious person or piety is such that if a person adheres to it, it's as if he has climbed a horse which has got reins and he can control it and take it wherever he wants. That is how piety is. That means when a human being is able to be careful, watching over, when he's sensitive, when he is smart, in trying to understand what is correct and to do what is right, such an individual will always be able to take the right direction, will be able to control himself and reach the right destination. The surroundings, his nafs, and all those people around him will not take advantage of him. He will not be confused. But on the other hand, if a person is not pious, if he's not adhering, he's not careful, he's not sensitive about the truth, about reality, about following the right principles, about doing what is right and what is wrong, if a person is not sensitive, is not serious about these things, rather, if he lacks piety, then Imam Ali alayhi salam says it's as if he has climbed a horse and he does not have any reins. That horse does not have any reins, and that horse is wild and it can drop him and take him wherever he wants. He can drop him in the valley, he can drop him in the mountain, inside the ocean, wherever he wants. So this is what I'm trying to say, is that Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to bring back this understanding of truth and falsehood in the people by awakening piety within them, by infusing the idea of what is true piety. True piety is not about sitting in the corner or in the mosque or showing off certain values in front of people. It is an internal, intrinsic value that a person has within himself of being careful, of being sensitive about what is right and what is wrong, about what he believes and what he doesn't believe, and about keeping himself firm in the right track. If a person really is serious about this, then definitely he will be guided to the path of truth. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه